That was actually me, David, Joe.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, January 16, 2019. I call this monthly meeting of the National Airport Authority to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Secretary Scheifel.
Here.
Director Law is absent. And Director Heath.
I'm here.
With us via telephone.
Okay, so public input. Going once, going twice. Okay, so our first item is officer elections. And I guess this is where you guys get to sort of say, get to raise your hand for our volunteer position. So we have, we have the office, we have a secretary, a treasurer, a vice chair, and a chair. And there are five of us. So can I get a nomination for secretary for 2019?
Actually, can I make a motion for the package?
Oh, sure. We can move on the package, sure.
Okay. So I'd like to put forward a motion. Probably not going to stun anybody. For chair, I think Mr. Woods here has done a fantastic job this past year when Michael left. You certainly have a passion and put the time in, so I put forth that you retain that spot through 2019. For secretary, Mr. Scheifel, again, if he's willing, does an awesome job at all of the record keeping, the paperwork, the minutes, all the good stuff the secretary does. For treasurer, Mr. Heath, with his accounting acumen and experience, of course, is a natural fit for that position. And I'd like to nominate Mr. Law for vice chair, who's not here tonight. And I'll sustain. Oh, there he is right now at the last moment. So I'd like to nominate Mr. Law for vice chair. And I will stay in the rear with the gear for another year.
So Brian, we're doing officer nominations by a package. Joe proposes that I remain chairman, Bob remains secretary, that we nominate David Heath for the position of treasurer. And there, David is participating remotely.
Very good.
And yourself as vice chair. So
I would second that.
Okay, discussion. This is people's last chance to object.
Well, I won't object.
if I'm not there, can I still be nominated?
I just nominated you for a trick. Wow, yeah, you're here. We can talk to you.
So you're here in a virtual sense.
Yes.
Okay.
There's some resistance by the nominee for treasurer.
No, it's fine.
But he didn't hang up.
So. Okay.
Okay, so do we need a roll call vote for this or just hands?
I would roll call.
Okay, so.
Chairman Woods?
Yes, yay.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yay.
Treasurer Heath?
Not yet, but okay.
I should be doing it the old one?
Yeah, it's still the old one.
Okay. Secretary Scheifel?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yay.
Hey, sounds like the yays have it. So, congratulations, David.
Treasurer Heath.
Thanks, Carol.
I know, I was hoping for entertainment chairman, but I'll go
ahead. Okay. So that concludes officer elections for 2019. So we have... Now, the next agenda item is, minutes for our previous meeting, which was the November 28, 2018.
I recommend approval of the November 28, 2018 minutes, which have been available, are available for inspection, and are posted in all of the appropriate places.
Second that.
Okay. Discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Treasurer's report, please.
Dave, do you have the stuff in front of you, or do you want me to just go through it?
Yeah, I've got it in front of me, but I didn't know I was going to be called on to do this tonight. So.
Well, you can delegate Joe to do the report.
Yes, I'd like to delegate Joe Duquette to issue the report.
Okay, so, and I will, as usual, rely heavily on Susan for any interesting footnotes or notable quotables. So it looks like, so for income, snow removal income, obviously right now we're at a deficit. We all know why. So I guess that's not so great for income, but it's great for snow and snow removal and flying. So,
and expenses.
And expenses and wear and tear and not having our nice new piece of SRE equipment yet. So I guess that's sort of a good and bad. All the other income categories appear to be pretty much on target. Susan, anything on the income side of note? That in expenses right now, year-to-date variance, we're running 17,000 under. So again, I'm sure that's, if you look through the line items, it's probably quite attributable to snow removal expenses and costs that we would have been incurring now through mid-January. So a good underrun on the expense side. No, all good stuff as usual. Any other comments, Susan?
We did have a gain on a sale of assets of $4,400. We sold some equipment.
Okay.
So that boosted it up a little bit for income.
Chris, anything?
No, the $4,400 is going to disappear rather quickly, though. We ordered window shades for the tower, and they're about $5,000. So
always find the bill.
They're ten years past due. They have a lifespan on them, and we found out they're no good. So those are being replaced.
Okay.
So, short lived.
David, do you have any comments that you'd like to make?
No, I just I wasn't sure what the 44. I couldn't really hear what Susan was saying, but
okay. So. In the control tower, there are plastic window shades that they can draw
right
down to reduce the glare from the sun, especially when it's setting. And those things have a finite lifetime, and they're well past due. So Chris has ordered replacements, and that's going to soak up the money that we make by selling equipment.
Okay, I got you. Okay. And then Susan, you and I have already talked about that. $7,500 is still hanging on the expense side.
Yeah.
We're going to address the next financial statement.
Right, next time I see you, we'll create a construction in progress.
Yeah, it has to do with the something else that I saw in the packet has to do with the purchase of equipment, credits that we get that we bought from other towns. Other airports, rather.
Yeah,
non-primary entitlements.
Right, entitlements, yep.
Okay. Motion forward to accept the December 31st, 2018 financials pending audit.
November and December?
November and December, sorry.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So that brings us to presentation of fiscal year 2018 audit report by Vachon, Kluge and Company. Yeah. Take it away.
So one of the required communications for the record, I'm Matthew Murray, one of the audit managers at Vachon, Kluge and Company, and I'm responsible for the National Airport. One of the required communications that we're have to do with the governance communication, and it's basically a summary of the audit to the board members. And some of the more important areas covered by the communication are, as part of the audit, we examine the authority's internal controls over financial reporting, no deficiencies or weaknesses to report, as your records are in great shape. The significant audit adjustments that we had to make during the year were all applicable to your airport improvement projects. It was removing prior year payables and retainage, removing prior year receivables that were recorded as receivables, and then doing adjustments to bring the expenses that you guys had incurred but had yet to pay onto the books, bringing the related receivables onto the books, taking the items that were in the project expenses and applying them as a component of the capital assets for the airport, and then reporting the depreciation expense on all assets that were placed in service in the prior year. Normally, for the depreciation expense, I provide this the depreciation schedule to Susan in advance. I forgot to do it this year, so that's normally not a journal entry that we have, that's a material journal entry we have to make. And we don't have any management recommendations for you guys. Your audit report is an unmodified opinion. Basically means your financial statements are prepared in accordance with GAAP and get all required disclosures within it. Similar to 2016, this is the only the second year that I've been doing the audit. If you guys weren't a single audit a few years back, they increased the threshold from $500,000 to $750,000. And for FY18, you get it at roughly $666,000 in federal expenditures. We still test compliance with the grant agreements to make sure that everything that you're spending money on is allowable underneath the grant program, and that you're following, you know, the cash management, the period of availability. There's a handful of compliance requirements that are direct and material to your grants. And regardless of whether or not you're a single audit, we're still testing the compliance with those requirements. Couple of the things to note is your cash increased roughly $40,000 from the prior year, and your investments increased $77,000 from the prior year. And the majority of this is a result of you guys receiving a larger capital contribution from the city of Nashua towards your share of the airport improvement projects, as well as shifting the cash around to CDs to get better interest on it, as you guys didn't necessarily need the cash flow purposes. Some of the larger changes in your payables and the receivables, they're all related to the airport improvement projects, mainly the, I believe it was the runway pave and groove. Groove and seal project. That was roughly $585,000 out of the $635,700 in receivables in the prior year. And it was, you know, for payables, with payables and retainage, it was roughly a decrease of about $393,000. Capital assets for the authority had a net decrease of $725,000. And it's the result of additions of roughly $487,000, equipment acquired through government surplus program of $122,000, and then less depreciation expense of about $1,300,000. And the majority of that depreciation expense is the runway projects, which were done several years ago, but have a, you know, I'll say they were close to $18 to $20 million for the project.
That's $23 million.
Okay. And that's just being depreciated over the estimated useful life. So that's why your depreciation expense is as high as it is. The largest liability for you guys on your balance sheet is the net pension liability, which I've explained in the past. You know, it's the New Hampshire Retirement System has the unfunded pension liability that actuaries calculate, and then your proportionate share is based off of your contributions into the retirement system during what they determine is the measurement period. Everything that you're seeing says the measurement period ended June 30th, 2017, so the New Hampshire Retirement System is 1 year behind. They actually just released the 2018 numbers. But the way that the standards are written, you're allowed to be a year behind in the presentation of that. New in the current year for the authority was the statement number 75. And so when you contribute to the retirement system, there's two components. There's the pension percentage, which that's the next pension liability, and then there's a medical subsidy. Though you're not directly paying any of the benefits out, the way that the retirement system has allocated it is the same way as with the net pension liability. They're doing it off of the contributions in during the measurement period. These are benefits that were promised to people eons ago who retired, I believe, before 2001 or 2002. And just the plan funded net position is about 8% as to what the actuaries calculate out as the total liability. Your unrestricted net position, which is what's available to finance the continuing operations of the airport, increased by $171,000 to roughly $283,000 from the prior year. If you hypothetically ignore the theoretical liabilities from GASB, your actual unrestricted net position would be roughly $594,000. So you can see there's a huge impact for bringing on these liabilities that realistically the OPEB liability will one day eventually go away. The net pension liability is, we're never going to see, essentially. You'll always be, as long as you're contributing to it, you're going to be allocated your proportionate share of it. Operating revenues for the current fiscal year decreased by roughly $29,000, which is mainly attributable to the refund that the authority received in the prior year. It gets into that OPEB liability. The authority had somebody on your health insurance plan that they had been entitled to this medical subsidy reimbursement. If you go into the notes to the when you get, I guess they're not available right now, but you guys did get copies of them. If you go into the notes of the financial statements, and you'll see the other post-employment benefits liability. It actually describes what the New Hampshire Retirement System funds to the employer towards the cost of the health insurance. And some work was done previously, and I believe the amount that you guys had received was close to $23,000 for, I want to say close to 10 or 12 year span, where you guys had been entitled to the reimbursement, but the reimbursement had never been claimed. By going into too much.
So I get a question, maybe to help along just a little bit. So are there some broad brush things that we should just be aware of or understanding in terms of trends, exposures, things that are just the pluses and minuses, you know, that you've seen this now for a few years? Are there any things, I understand the unfunded liability problem with the pension system and all that, but there's some broad brush things that, you know, the board, those of us that maybe aren't that deep into the details of some of these things, you should be aware of and should understand and should have a general idea of, you know, we should be thinking in a certain way. Just as a progress summary of it.
Towards the future. It's hard for me because I'm seeing everything on the accrual basis. Mm-hmm. So all the numbers that are in the financial statements are reflective of the adjustments that get made for the pension, for the OPEB. If we took those numbers out, I believe operationally you guys have been doing better than you have in the past.
That's kind of like the general scorecard that I'm just trying to get a general handle on. All those sort of deeper things that we may or may not have a lot of influence on or ability to control inside. But what you said, you know, just how are we looking year over year from what you've seen in terms of the big picture?
I know one of the things that's kind of affected you guys, and it's actually been subsidized by City of Nashua, is I believe 3 years ago, the big change was you guys used to get 95% of your grants, used to be funded 95%, 2.5%, and then you had to do your 2.5% share. They switched that to 90% federal, 5% for the state and 5% for the airport authority. And when you're talking about a multi-million dollar project, that constitutes a lot of resources for you guys. You know, we've taken the active approach, I want to say 3 years ago was roughly the time that we started to approach the city and ask for contributions towards the overall cost and benefits of the city.
But again, that's kind of outside of our control. We're kind of at the mercy of the rulemakers on that one. You know, the pension liabilities, that kind of thing. We just kind of go along with it. There's not a lot of things we can do to manage that. And it's good to be aware of it, but I guess my understanding of the question is more of what can we do operationally, or what are we doing operationally that could be, you know, are we heading in a better direction now that you've seen a 2 or 3 year trend from your perspective? I know that Vashon's been doing the audit for quite a while, but it doesn't sound like the internal controls are in good shape. And is that what I'm hearing, that there's not, you don't have a lot of concerns about internal controls or things not getting, you know, the aging of our payables, for instance, again, within our control. I understand that some of the project payables are been hanging out there for a while because of the paperwork issue, getting approvals and that kind of thing. But I guess what are you seeing that is good, bad, or different from operationally what we're doing?
Receivables, I believe, are down. You've gotten an individual to prepay for the full year rental of the hangers, the tie downs.
Okay, so you're not seeing anything that we should be concerned about at this point from an operational perspective?
No, like you said, the payables related to all of your grant stuff, you know, a lot of it relates to maybe the engineers. You guys need to get approval from the state first and get that into
actionable items that we can do internally.
You control.
You know, we can try to influence things like a multi-step process that we have very little control over, be aware of it, but actionable items that we could start tomorrow, let's say, so he's a little hyperbole. Anything of that nature that we need to, doesn't sound it. Sounds like we're...
No. There's a percentage of the revenues at the end of the year. Everything has been relatively stable for the authority over the last couple of years.
And just to circle back on the single audit a little bit, so the threshold is still at $750,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and we were up at what, about, you said about 630 or something this year?
666.
660, okay. So, going again, we're already halfway through this fiscal year. What projects are we engaged in that will drive that up past the 750? Are we going to be looking at a single audit for this year?
I believe that you guys will probably approach the threshold, if not break it, because you have snow removal equipment, right? That was...
415,000.
Okay, so a substantial portion, and there was still the...
Doing a single audit this year. What was that?
That was someone bumping
in. Everything's fine, Dave. Someone bumped your chair, Dave.
Yes, we have a master plan update.
Yeah, I believe you guys are in the final process of that.
Right.
And then, one other project, I can't remember, but it's still out. So, you guys more likely than not will exceed the threshold, especially if you're talking about, you know, one piece of snow removal equipment or 2 pieces of snow removal equipment. They're running $415,000.
But you've been doing ongoing testing on some of the expenditures anyway, to just to make sure they're in compliance. So we don't expect any real big. If we keep doing what we're doing, there shouldn't be any real big issues for the single audit then.
Nope.
Okay.
I have a little different question. So part of your diligence was to make sure that we're spending, you know, AIP grant funds in accordance with the grant assurances. So after you've done your diligence, have you found any discrepancies there?
No. We've never found anything, and majority of the time, because you guys have, the sampling process, you've got fewer than 250 transactions to charge the grant. So when we enter all the information, it generates a materiality threshold for us. And, there's materiality thresholds for question costs. When we test the actual expenditures of the federal awards, majority of the time we're hitting 95% of your actual expenditures of federal awards, because most of the stuff isn't in such large quantities in disbursements that we're touching upon nearly everything.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, or you think you're...
You guys have any other questions? Or
good.
Concerns?
Any questions, Chris?
David, do you have any additional questions for
our audio? No, we're good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Communications, Bob.
There are four communications to the authorities. Two of them are from the law firm of Premier and Coleman concerning leases, which I believe will be discussed this evening. And two of them are from the New Hampshire DOT, one of which is the approval of an agreement to transfer non-primary entitlements from the town or the city of town of Haverhill to us, where we purchase the right purchase expired funds for them. And the other second part from New Hampshire DOT is a response to the airport's response on a supposed corrective action plan relative to hangar use, which may or may not be discussed this evening.
I don't know that we're going to. I don't know that we're going to discuss that.
All the documentation is on file for anyone who's using it.
Okay. So that brings us to reports. The first one is the tower report. If you look across our spreadsheets here.
Definitely erased the red ink from November.
So operations for December of 2018 are showing 5,800 free operations, which is a variance of 2,190 operations year over year, an increase of 61% versus 2017. That's really stunning. So, again, I'm not going to go into detail and break out, turbine versus piston and all of that, but pretty good uptick in operations. I guess maybe some of that, maybe some of that is because we had a relatively warm December as compared to our November. It was rather chilly. But obviously, we're glad to see those increased numbers. Right. Does anyone have any questions about operations?
Well, just the 10 of the 12 months of 2018 were positive numbers.
Mm-hmm. So year over year, it looks like we're up 12%.
That's good. 7,000 operations.
Yep. So that's all good. That brings us to the manager's report.
Okay. Upcoming events, we still have the groove and seal, the second part of it. It's going to happen in the springtime. We'll put a second coat of paint on the runway and the taxiway markings. It was postponed due to the fact we're waiting for approval from the New Hampshire DOT and the FAA. And it turns out this is probably a good thing that this has been delayed. We've had some issues on the runway with the markings on the pavement. When we put down the blades for the first snowstorm a little over a month ago, peeled up a lot of the paint. And this paint was put down over the sealing material. The GSB 88, is that correct, Matt? So it's called?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, GSB 88. and for some reason it adhered just fine to the GSB, but it peeled the GSB up from the pavement underneath it. So what was recommended was to put the blades down as hard as we can, all winter with the snowstorms, to remove as much of that as we can, and then we'll put the second coat on. It should be going right onto the asphalt come springtime. Other items of interest. In December, we did the 5010 inspection with Carol Mawola from the Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. She comes out and inspects our runway and all the surrounding areas for obstructions, etc. Excuse me. And we had no deficiencies. So that went well. First week of January, I met with representatives from Viking Roofing as well as Valancourt Roofing. We're getting estimates to replace the roof, or at least half of the roof, on 97 Pine Hill Road, the brick hangar, as it is leaking and shingles are actually blowing off the roof as we speak. So we actually have one more estimate that's going to come in, and this is a job that we'll probably wait till the springtime to do. Also, I met with Penichuk Water representatives Pete Tedder and Ryan Houle to discuss a water main and easement on Nashua Airport property located between Deerwood Drive excuse me, and Northwest Boulevard. That's a paved road that goes out from Deerwood along the railroad tracks out to Northwest Boulevard. I'll talk about that again in a second. Well, I'll talk about it right now. I met with a couple days ago with the Nashua Fire Department, Adam Puglia, the fire marshal, and we discussed, as well as the Penichuk Water Works representatives, and I requested that they install fire hydrants along that easement where they're putting this water line in, because we have nothing out there for safety reasons. And they agreed to put approximately 4 hydrants along that paved road out there when they put this water main in. So that was really good. Heaven forbid anything happens, we have water out there now. Unfortunately, we had a summer fund committee meeting yesterday that would have overlapped the meeting that we had with the Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. So I was unable to go to the summer fund meeting, which is where we discussed the Wings and Wheels event. But they're going to get us up to speed on that. And then, of course, yesterday, the entire board, myself, some engineers from Gale Associates, some representatives of the community, the airport community were there as well, and City Attorney Bolton, and we discussed all the procedures that the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics goes through administering our grants, et cetera, what their role is in the Bureau of Aeronautics. And we briefly touched on the Part 13 issues from our past year's Part 13 complaint. Anybody have any questions?
Were you able to get the get the audio file split up and pushed to the website?
No.
Still working on that.
Still working on that.
As, since that was an official special meeting of the NAA board, there's a recording and transcription will be made available on the Airport Authority website. I've also asked Carol for a copy of her slide stack for people to look at if they are interested. If you want to look at the slide stack, by all means, once we get it up there, please help yourself. I would recommend that if you do that, you also access the audio recording where she presented those slides, because that'll fill in a lot of information.
There's approximately 5 hours of audio.
So, anyway.
That's why we're still going through it.
Yes, indeed. So, okay. Is that all? So that brings us to the engineer's report, please.
Okay, thank you, Director Woods. Matt Caron with Gale Associates for the recording. I will touch upon the 5 ongoing projects, give a brief update on each one. As you can see, Nick's not here, so I'll do my best to cover most of the projects he's involved in. But the first one is the master plan project, which I am very much familiar with. And at yesterday's DOT meeting, I know that the airport layout plan was executed, Farrell, by you and by Chris. I got a call from NHDOT this afternoon. They've gone ahead and executed the airport layout plans, and they're going to keep 2 copies, send the other 3 or 4 to my office, at which point in time what we do is we record those. Essentially, we put those through our copy machine, scale it down to 11 by 17. Those will be included as part of the hard copy master plan, and then I'll start printing off final copies of that and provide the airport with a copy of the full-scale airport layout plan, the hard copy of the master plan. I'll work with Susan, who's been great in the past, in getting all those documents up on the website, so you'll have the final version up there for consumption. And at that point in time, we'll be looking to close that project out. So,
we as a board need to approve the master plan, I presume?
Yes, we've gone, as you know, we've gone through, I would say, several months of reviewing chapters and approving chapters. So for the most part, the chapters themselves have been approved.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you want to do something in addition to that, I'm happy to entertain whatever it is you'd like to do with that.
Okay. So I think once the final master plan gets pushed to the website,
yep.
I need to send a note to my fellow board members, and we can read that, and I believe if we need to take a vote on it, we can do that at our
sure.
next meeting.
Yep. Okay.
How voluminous is it?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a lot of reading.
It is.
Yeah. A couple inches.
Yeah, which is why we would, do the chapters, meet with the MPC, and then provide the chapters and put them up on the website over time, so that way it wasn't going to be one large read.
And is there a hard copy for it?
There will be a hard copy produced. There is not currently one, because I'm waiting for the airport layout plans to include as part of the master plan itself. So I'll get on that ASAP and get that up on the website. And
thank you.
Hard copy. Yep. Pavement reconstruction and maintenance. Essentially, at this point in time, everything is in motion. The amendment needs to go through the governor and council. Once that's done, that project will be closed out and will be taken off of the update. That's for the pavement maintenance on the runway 32 end. The runway 14-32 groove and seal project, Chris kind of touched upon this. Just waiting until the springtime to get back out there and finish up the work. There's a change order that is sitting on NECOT's desk at this point in time that we're waiting for their approval on, and they should be sending that out pretty shortly. I did speak with Carol this afternoon on that, and she said that is on her list of things to do, and I believe you guys probably touched upon that during yesterday's meeting.
If only briefly,
okay. But that is forthcoming.
Question, Matt.
Yes.
Chris, the failure or deficiency that we have with the application of the market, is this all covered under the warranty?
It is, yep.
Not possible.
Nope. I spoke with Nick today about that, and it's covered as part of the contract will be taken care of. That
and it's not even warranty.
Right, as well as, right, the warranty correct. Doesn't begin until the second code is down, so we're not even into the warranty period yet,
correct.
So that's good news.
Yep. So there's no additional money.
With the contractor, are they...
No, not good. No, I haven't heard of any issues that Nick's run into in speaking with them. I know they met out there with you and
yeah, we met out there, and the New Hampshire DOT has been out to see it during the 5010 inspection.
Okay, so the contractor's not
faulty. Nope. Not that I'm aware of. I didn't hear anything. Nick didn't say anything. And like I said, Chris was out there with him too, and I think everything's kind of status quo, and they know what they're supposed to be doing come springtime once we can get back out there.
Did they say, have they said anything like, oh yeah, because of this or that, just wanted to fix that?
No, not really sure exactly what's going on with the failures. Some of the stuff you're able to actually peel up with your fingertips.
Like relatively large chunks.
Relatively large pieces, like 12 by 12 pieces.
Are we the only airport in the country that's had this?
No, this has been used at several locations. I think most of it's done down south where they don't put plow blades on it.
Sure. But nonetheless, it would be interesting to get their take come springtime on what the theory is behind why maybe that had come up.
Right.
Is it something to do with the curing process? Or
it's almost like the
adhesive and
something.
Yeah.
Wasn't
and I'd be curious to see what their thoughts are.
And it was all done per their specs. They had a representative from the seal coating, the sealant manufacturer.
Yep.
He was there the whole time, and they had to wait X amount of hours before they would put the painting on it, and he approved all of that at the time.
So when the corrective actions are taken and the second coat is put down, how much time do we have? How much of a warrant do we have after that?
So
In other words, when does the clock start ticking on
when
the warranty? I don't know that. I can certainly get that date and just see.
Well, I think the question is how long does the clock
right.
take?
It's a one-year okay. warranty, I believe.
Yeah, it's 1 year
yeah,
warranty.
It's 1 year.
So conceivably, worst-case scenario, I always think worst-case scenario.
Okay.
Sometime in the middle of 2020, we could have this problem again, and it's our problem.
Well, you're going to plow it before the
right. Warranty. It'll get plowed on for mm-hmm. another season.
Fortunately, it's going to be going through another winter season before
right.
the warranty would run out.
So if they do it, let's say you do it in April, you'll have until April 2020, you'll be plowing in December
right.
or January.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good thing.
Can we go back to the grant amendment?
Sure. On the...
On the
pavement? Yep.
We did receive those just the other day.
Yep.
And we've got signatures already. I just need someone on the board to make a motion to authorize the chairman for a certificate of vote to include in that package.
Okay, I'll just read this thing. Put forward a motion for Chairman Woods to authorize Chairman Farrell Woods to execute and deliver for and on behalf of the National Airport Authority any contracts with the state of New Hampshire. Is that okay?
Anybody second that motion?
Is there a house?
Okay, discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so the motion carries.
Brian, what do you want to say?
So, being new and hearing that, it sounds like markings are coming up on the airport. Can you just confirm for all of us in the public that there isn't a safety issue that all of a sudden you can't see where you're going?
No, I think we have a pilot in the audience could attest to the fact that you can still see the majority of the markings. Steve, he flies every day. And it's also another thing that's happening, Brian, it's peeled it up with the seal coat material so you can see the old paint stripes underneath it, which have been there for years and were never affected by a plow blade.
We're not quite as concerned with you know, like pilots kind of drifting on the runway due to a lack of coherent markings. You know, initially we were more concerned about, you know, given how the markings were peeling up, was there the possibility of that material actually getting ingested into the engine.
Right. So we took an action on that and went out. There was a few areas where it was substantially coming up, and our guy Joe Callahan removed all of that so that it couldn't become a hazard.
Very good. Just a suggestion. I'm not a pilot, and I don't fly in and land there. But as you plow, this season, and it gets worse, which I assume it will, take pictures of it. So
yep. Yeah, we've been documenting all this. Nick has a lot of photos. I have a lot of photos. Joe Callahan was taking photos. And we'll do it after every storm, too. It's become progressively worse as we've only plowed, I think, 3 times this season. And from day one, it's gotten worse every time we put the blades down.
Just go get another crack at it this weekend.
Yeah, we sure will.
Assuming that we
volunteers.
Winter isn't over and we do have a lot of snow yet to come. Is it conceivable that we could change the markings completely?
I guess it's possible, but I don't think it's likely. Like I said, where you're peeling it up, you're seeing the markings underneath from before, so there's still markings there. And the first time we plowed, when they put this sealant down, it's actually called a rejuvenator, and it seeps into the asphalt. I can't get super technical with you, but it seeps into the asphalt, and there's a coating that's put on top initially when they put it down that has black beauty, basically, sandblast media in it to provide friction, grip. And that is meant to come off eventually as the sealant comes back up to the surface of the pavement. And I can tell you the first time we plowed, we removed all of that Black Beauty material from that because it was all over our machines. And so that all came off. But even still, where you've rubbed off the sealant in places, it's still you can still see that the sealant's in the pavement. So even if we take it all off the surface and get rid of all the paint, it's probably going to be a good thing for when we put the second coat of paint down. It won't have that layer of sealant on top of the asphalt that we believe is preventing it from staying on the ground.
So what has been the reaction of the contractor? Wow, we've never seen this happen before, or oh my God, this is
Nick's interacted,
I
right.
I wasn't there with the contractor, and so I apologize if Nick's not here, because he was the one that's dealing with that project. I can certainly circle back with you and get what the reaction has been and kind of where the court is on.
We're the first people in the
I suspect that that's probably not the case. I just don't know what their if their reaction is. I know we've seen this all the time, or this happens in certain circumstances, or it happened because we did it in fall time as opposed to summertime. Like I said, unfortunately, I just don't have that answer tonight, but certainly happy to circle back with you on that and get some more information.
And we had perfect temperatures when we were doing this. The temperatures worked out great. I will say that, you know, initially Nick, he called some other airports and got some suggestions. They said, well, if you're worried about it peeling up, lift your blade and don't put the blade right on the ground and come back behind with the sweeper. Well, when we have ice and stuff, we have to put this blade down. We don't use potassium acetate.
And you're just doubling the workload.
Right, and you're wearing out the brooms, et cetera. It just doesn't work. So the last two storms, we've put nothing but the broom on it to start, and the broom was wiping it right off the ceiling as well.
May have had a bad product.
I think the fact that it's still on the surface and they put the markings over it with the Black Beauty media between it, it all stuck to that. And it literally, when you peeled these pieces off, they were jet black on the back and it was all the sealant, the Black Beauty material, and there was the pavement underneath that. So it's almost like the paint didn't fail. The paint failed because the sealant was adhered to it and it wouldn't grip to the pavement. You know, a possible...
It sounds like a sealant problem, not a paint
problem. Right, correct. And I even mentioned this to Nick. I think, you know, worst case scenario, if I look at that too, Bob, is they have to grind all the paint off, all the striping, grind it down into the pavement, so when they put the new striping down, it's directly on the pavement and not on top of it, on top of the ceiling.
Well, I just hope that when the time comes for the corrective action, that they acknowledge that this is their problem.
I think
they'll
have.
They have a solution for it.
Correct.
And, oh my God, we're so sorry that this happened, and let's get this fixed.
We also want to monitor the fix very closely because, like you say, Chris, we don't want people to throw down new stuff on top of the bad stuff.
Right.
No, we'll definitely be out there like we have been in the past. Yeah.
Please go on.
Okay. Purchase snow removal equipment. So when Director Duquette was talking about the financial statements, you seemed pleased with the budget and everything. So it sounds like we can cancel the SRE or?
Yeah, we'll take that on advisement.
Now, Milton Cat, as everyone knows, they've honored their bid price despite the rising cost of steel. Milton Cat has reported that the estimated shipping date from their manufacturing facility is March 22nd, 2019. I'm sure Nick's still doing on that, or maybe not, but March 22nd, 2019.
The irony that, like, the first full day of the sprint?
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be in Florida.
Yeah, you'll get a snowstorm. Project number 5, pavement reconstruction and maintenance phase 2. At this point in time, Gail is progressing through the design of the project. A preliminary set of plans will be provided to the authority for review and concurrence and comment prior to proceeding with full-scale design. NHDOT has not provided comments yet on the draft scope of work. I did, again, speak with Carol this afternoon about that, and she is going to be providing comments to Nick pretty soon. So. The only thing to do on that project is once the scope of work is finalized, it's got to go through the independent fee estimate process. Farrell, I believe you've gone through that process with us in the past. If not, we can certainly walk you through it again. It's not a big deal.
This will be my first rodeo.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect.
I'd like to be part of that.
Yeah, so the long and short of it is anytime where we're working on projects, I think of the threshold is if it's over $100,000 or $250,000, it goes out for an independent fee estimate, someone else takes a look at it, we put our cost with it, and then we exchange notes and make sure. Typically, anything that's within 10% of the IFP is generally deemed acceptable. In some instances, we're lower, some instances, we're higher, and there's just a little bit of a round of negotiations on maybe why some tasks are higher than the others, but we generally circle back to that 10% number. So, and that's all I have. Any further questions, comments on any of the projects? I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, so moving on. Committees, Master Plan Committee. I think the Master Plan got covered during the engineer's report.
Yep.
So, nothing new there. We have nothing for old business at this time.
So that brings us to new business. The first item, land lease extension, 99 and 101 Perimeter Road. Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, congratulations on your
election. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Andy Perlman. I'm an attorney with Purdy and Perlman in Nashua. And I'm here representing Starr Realty. Kim Gilbert is with me. She also works with Starr Realty. My son is with us as well. And very simple request of the authority tonight. Peter Stein is now in his 20th year of being a tenant of the Nashua Airport. He had his property all leased up, and so he decided it was time to sell. A Romeo Denae, who recently purchased property across the street, is our buyer, and we are looking to have him approved as a new tenant at the airport. We have a couple documents that we are requesting be approved and signed. We have a hard deadline due to some tax implication reasons from tomorrow morning, tomorrow to close and get on record. So I am requesting that I walk out of here tonight with signed documents if that's agreeable to the authority. We're looking to do a couple things. We're looking to extend the Stein Realty lease for 20 years. We're looking to have the assignment to Mr. Denae's company approved by the authority, and then to clean up some title that we caught as we were doing our title work. Believe it or not, the old Shannon lease is still on record at the registry, and we want to just make that go away cleanly once and for all. So that's it. That's what we're trying to do. I'm here to answer any questions as our Kim and Mark we can help out.
Okay, so I don't have any questions at the moment. Do you folks have any questions? But let's take these one at a time. So let's work on the notice of the extension request. Do you folks have any questions regarding the extension request?
It's two locations. Two buildings, 99 and 101 Perimeter. So for each documents, a couple of the documents have two separate documents assigned, one for 99 and one for 101 Perimeter.
When do they currently expire?
September.
Yep, September 1
this year. Okay.
The renewal terms are listed.
Yep, 20 years, 2039, sir, why 31st?
And the rate is all in there.
I believe the extension. This is one of the common extensions that we have for a lot of our tenants that allows them to renew for another 20 years under the same terms. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. And then if it comes up for another 20-year period, that's when rental terms get renegotiated.
Yes. Okay. That's my understanding as well.
That's 50 years. Okay.
So essentially a formality.
So this is the first 20-year extension, the first 20-year renewal.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah. The inception was August 31st of 99.
Okay, I guess if there are any other questions?
This is a formality. So is the lease being extended? Do we have to first approve the purchase? Because wouldn't the extension be with the new owner?
Well, the current, as of today, Stein Realty is your tenant, so we have to have that approved.
And then do that first.
And then moments later, we approve the assignment into Mr. Denae's company.
And the buyer gets it.
And then and the buyer
gets 20 years.
Now. And that's what the important to them. That's why the sequence.
The condition of our closing.
Right. Gotcha. I'm fine.
Okay. So, can I have a motion to approve the lease extension as requested.
Motion to approve the lease extension as requested.
And second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Okay, does this need to be roll call or just...
So we have to specifically authorize the signature for the plan offer that we just sent to...
So according to the paperwork here, one of us has to sign it, probably myself as the chairman. So I guess you folks are authorizing me to sign on behalf of the airport, this lease extension.
Yeah, so maybe I'll just clean that up and just say, we'll just clean that, amend that motion and just say, put forth a motion for Chairman Woods to authorize and sign off on the extension of 99 Perimeter Road and 101 Perimeter Road per the lease extension terms as presented.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Roll call. Chairman Woods?
Yay.
Director Duquette?
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yay.
Secretary Scheifele?
Yay.
And Treasurer Heath?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. So I presume you have the document I'm actually going to sign.
I am sure I have actually seen it.
Okay, excellent.
Is that for both 99 and 101 or just 101?
Correct, 99 and
101. 99 and 101.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So there's aren't there two documents? But I'm looking at these documents.
It's double-sided. Dave, if you look at the very beginning at the top, the only difference is 99 is listed and 101 is listed on the other one.
Right, okay, so there are two documents.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, and Carol's going to sign both of them.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so yes, the next item to discuss is the lease assignment transfer.
So this document does a couple things. This is the Stein Realty is formally assigning the lease that you just extended to Sudanese company, which is called Perimeter 99101 LLC. It's fair to say that attorneys are not that creative when we come up with our
easy to understand where it is.
So this assigned all the rights and privileges and obligations as a tenant, as Stein Realty has had for 20 years to Mr. Dene's company. And it also provides your consent to that assignment because that's required under the lease. And then once we close tomorrow, it relieves Stein Realty of any further obligations under the lease, and Mr. Dene's company picks up those obligations.
So it's just for both the properties as well?
This is for both. There's one document. We covered both properties in one assignment.
So this is the title cleanup you mentioned earlier?
No.
No?
This
okay.
No. This is our title assignment.
For wait, this is title cleanup. Is it mentioned in the agenda? But I guess
that's a subsequent email that came in a day or two later. That's the next one we want to get to, public notice of lease termination. Okay. We'll get to that in a second.
We'll get to that in a second. So.
Okay. All right, there's a couple of things. Does it matter that the word that the friend LLC is in there twice? I don't know if that's valid or not.
Perimeter 99101 LLC, LLC.
I thought that was correct.
I don't know if that matters. But I guess, and Chris or Farrell, maybe you can shed some light on this. So this is almost like a new tenant coming on the field. Do we know anything about this? Are they going to adhere to all the rules and regulations and all that stuff?
I asked the question, Dave, and what I was told that it will be business as usual. He's keeping the same tenants in there, SSI as well as Therapeusia, and I believe there's a flight training operation as well in that building, 99.
We're also talking about a legal document that obligates them to do just that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Also, if I may, there's a typo in the zip code as well in the introductory paragraph.
Glad I came. We can pick up those on the first page.
Okay.
But that is correct. It's just a change of ownership. All the tenants stay in place.
Right. And for the record, anything on the inside of the fence, so to speak, on airport property has to be aeronautical business. You can't have non-aeronautical business in those facilities.
So this assignment that basically informs and creates the enforcement of
any of those policies and rules and all that on the new owners.
That's correct. We really just have a change of name in the underlying lease. So all the obligations that are in the Stein Realty lease, right, those carry forward to Mr. Denier's company.
Right.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious, maybe I haven't read the whole thing. Does it call out specifically both for up 30? I've seen 99 a few times.
It does. Second paragraph, 61, 53, 52, 52, and 54.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so I guess we will entertain a motion to have myself on behalf of the National Airport Authority sign the transfer.
Put forward a motion for Chairman Woods to authorize the assignment of the lease going from who to who again? From
Stein Realty LLC to Perimeter 99.
Stein Realty to Perimeter 99-101 LLC.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion? Okay. I guess we get another roll call vote.
Okay. Chairman Woods?
Yay.
Director Duquette?
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yay.
Secretary Scheifele?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yay.
Okay, motion carries.
I just have a logistical question.
Sure.
With your deadline tomorrow, the tax reasons, are we going to be able to do this tonight for you?
Yes.
I mean, with the administrative changes and difficulties and all that stuff?
Yeah, we'll pick those up tomorrow morning. We'll change out that first page.
That's on the
final
page. It's not on the signature page.
Okay.
On the
signature page. Finally, Mr. Chairman, we have notice of lease termination. Again, we have two because of the two properties involved. But as our title abstractor was doing their work, we found that the old IPBM lease that was assigned to Peter Stein is still on the record and still showing the registry. So we're going to just clean up and convey a good title. We're just looking to terminate those. Formally thrown up those before the registry and IPBM no longer has any rights to the airport. Right? If you can believe that.
Obviously, we don't have that paperwork in front of us, but it sounds like a pretty simple transaction.
Susan? Can tell with people who are missing the discussion. There's a need to be done with the National Airport Authority. So the IPBM needs to not transfer to Stein. So it is not the only thing that it should be there.
Okay.
Should that be dated one day prior to all of this?
No, not necessarily. No. Once it goes on record, it does what it needs to do. It closes up that.
How old is that?
Oh, geez.
It was
1982.
I'm
really catching up.
Yeah.
1984.
Okay. Are there any other questions regarding regarding that issue? So,
is it an administrative thing?
It sounds like just an administrative thing. So,
do we need to authorize Farrell to sign that too?
I don't think so. That's an administrative sign off.
Well, I would suggest you may as well.
Okay.
You might as well, sure.
Go ahead and put forth a motion for Chairman Woods to sign off, approve, execute, whatever, the lease termination of IPBM to Stein Realty, whatever that. However you want to characterize that.
It works for us.
Okay.
The International Paper Box Company.
No. Okay, so we have a second from Bob. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Yay.
Director Duquette.
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yay.
Secretary Scheifele. Treasurer Heath.
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. I'll stick around until you adjourn and take a signature.
Congratulations, Mark Perlman. I know you worked hard for that sale.
Thank you.
Took a long time.
Okay, so I think
You beat the tax man.
Okay, so
I may ask my own heart.
I think that concludes new business for tonight. So upcoming events, I don't see anything under that.
Nope.
Do we have anything, Chris?
No, just the pavement resealing in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're still removal this weekend.
Yeah, we were still
removal this weekend.
Volunteers?
I'd love to be there and help.
So that brings us to public input. Do we have any public input on any subject before we close out the meeting? Going once, going twice.
Thank you.
Okay. Director's comments. I'll start with Joe to my left.
No comments this week other than this month, other than congratulations to all the officers who are mostly retaining the positions, and stay warm.
Okay, I'd like to welcome once again Brian Locke to the National Airport Authority Board of Directors. I mentioned that yesterday in Concord to the crowd that was there, so this is the first meeting in Nashua that sat on the board. So, we look forward to working with you in the next 5 years.
Thank you.
Thank you for volunteering. Apart from that, I guess I don't have any additional comments at this time. So, Brian.
We'll have a real name tag for Brian next
week.
We do.
Oh,
we
have
one.
We did it.
See,
if you were here, you wouldn't have to answer.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Turn the speaker to us.
There you go. David, can you see it now?
Yeah, right.
No, thank you. For people that don't know me, grew up, actually learned to fly at the airport, even though I never got my license, passed the written exam and all that stuff. I've actually...
Obviously, it's not a license. It's a certificate.
Okay, there you go.
Steve, a victim
for you. Landed in a hot air balloon at the airport. I've done hot air ballooning. Our family owned a hot air balloon. My uncle was a B-52 pilot in Vietnam. He got me involved in flying early on and coming over to fly out of Nashville. So I've always had a passion for it. Didn't end up doing it as a career, but now I get to help this gem of an asset for the city of Nashua. So I really appreciate the opportunity to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob.
Yesterday we all attended a marathon a briefing session at the New Hampshire Department of Transportation, and I was going to say some things. I didn't. And I just wanted to say for the record that this is a fabulous organization, a fabulous airport, and New Hampshire DOT was taken to the woodshed, I believe, to explain some of their policies and procedures, which they did very professionally yesterday, and I think it was although it was a marathon meeting, it was very educational for everyone. And I would like to thank the Chairman Wood for stirring the pot, if you will, to cause that to happen. And I believe that people are taking notice of who we are and where we're going. So I just want to say I'm very, very proud to be a part of this organization.
Well said.
Thank you. And Treasurer Heath.
I would echo Bob's comments. I think I wasn't there for the whole meeting, the whole marathon, but I think the communication is key with any kind of partner, either delivered or not. And it's got to be got to have open communication between the two parties, and work in the same direction. I think that was a good way to drive that policy home.
You good?
Good.
Okay, thank you. So with that, this point, I'm going to adjourn the meeting, the non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-A:3, section 2A, to discuss dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee, also some ongoing negotiations involving financial matters. So with that, the public portion of the meeting is adjourned. And we can execute that paperwork.
Yeah.